GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Couple of emails coming into us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox following our conversation with State Senator Jeff Timberlake.
And you've got mail.
Going to get to one of them in just a moment. But again, here's the sound cut. Talking with Jeff just a few moments ago. The Legislative Council, the panel of 10, 6 Democrats, 4 Republicans. That's just the way the election played out, that the Democrats are given the majority in this Legislative Council. And they get to decide which bills go into the second session, the short session, as Jeff explained to you. And as you may already know, and forgive us if going over the primer during the start of our show this morning was information that you already had. Now, everyone might not have had that. But of all of the bills that came before the Legislative Council, those who are from the governor to get through, and those of an emergent nature, I'll read you from the Maine Constitution, at least paraphrase, what bills are supposed to be considered and then shepherded through to come before the consideration of our elected leaders. Of all of the bills yesterday, here's State Senator Jeff Timberlake.
Well, we sat down around the table and went down through 300, and I think it ended up 387.
So 387 bills coming forward for the second session. Ask yourself, are there 387 emergencies that need some sort of legislation right now? Again, State Senator Jeff Timberlake of Androscoggin.
Well, we sat down around the table and went down through 300, and I think it ended up 387 by the time everything was pulled out. And at the end of the day, pretty straightforward, Rick. The Republicans got 8 bills in that got voted in and approved in, and the Democrats got 125 of them.
Democrats putting through 125 of their own bills. Republicans in the minority, that's the way you voted. Or that's the way Maine voted. Republicans only getting 8 through. 1-800-966-1039 if you want to join the conversation on the PDQ or telephone line. 1-800-966-1039. It was Kevin that wrote into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox during our discussion with State Senator Jeff Timberlake. Any idea how many Democrat-sponsored bills didn't get in? I guess if we do the math, we can get a ballpark on that. If there were some 389 and 133 got through, the Maine Wire listed some of the bills that did make it through. And by the way, paraphrasing the Maine Constitution, in the second session, legislation is reserved for budgetary matters, governor's bills, emergency bills admitted by the legislature, studies and reports initiated in the first session, and citizen initiatives. So if someone went out with the clipboards and the pens and they wrote it up and they brought it in, okay, the Legislative Council, 6-4 Democrats, Republicans, you got to take it up. If there are any studies or reports that came in the first session, okay, you got to put that through, okay? If it's a budgetary matter, you got to count the beans, you got to put that through. If the governor's got a bill, okay, you got to consider that. She or he is elected by the people. And then emergency bills submitted, or emergency bills rather, admitted by the legislature. So this very powerful legislative council gets to decide what's the definition of an emergency. We'll get to the list here in just a second. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Legislative Council giving 125 Democrat bills the green light, but only 8 Republican bills. What are you thinking?
Well, it's pretty sad, but I'll tell you one thing. You will not see it reported on the local news channels. They're just as bad as the World News Tonight. I quit watching.
I didn't see anything yet this morning when I did a quick scan. I know the Bangor Daily News had one item, but I haven't seen anything. And this is not going to the sites of the BDN or the Portland Press Herald or the Lewiston Sun Journal or anything as such. There is an item that Caitlin Andrews wrote for the Bangor Daily News that talked of the decision of the 10-member Legislative Council. But the headline here talks about that there's a bill that will require natural gas and propane leak detectors in certain buildings following the fatal explosion in Farmington. That's their lead. Their lead is not that this politically stacked, saying in reality what it is, It's not leading with the fact that only this many bills got through of Republicans and only this many bills got through as Democrats. In fact, just scanning the item here by Caitlin, she might not have had all the information. I'm seeing a paragraph here. A number of gun-related measures did not make it past legislative leaders, including a bill to require gun owners to have liability insurance, a ban on assault weapons, and legislation to make it an offense under Maine's child endangerment law to allow children access to a loaded firearm. Those bills, according to Caitlin's item, did not make it past legislative leaders. Get a look at that list here in just a second. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, so they got 6 on the Legislative Council. Republicans only got 4, and 125 Democrat bills get through, only 8 Republican bills. What are you thinking?
This is the way the Nazis took over Germany and ended up killing 50 million people. This is where we're headed, guys, if we don't turn this around soon. What do you think?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Oh, clearing you on line 2 and making room for another call at 1-800-966-1039. You can send your text messages to us. Has anybody checked what the ratio was when the Republicans had control? I have not. But my spidey senses didn't tingle. Mike writes, I appreciate the legislature killing all the gun control bills yesterday after reading the reports that crime has dropped another 9.3% in the state of Maine, ranking us as the safest state in the country. It's clear that gun control is not needed in this state. And this person asks, what's the cost associated with these bills? Well, if they're passed, you'll find out. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Dems greenlight 125 of their own bills, majority on the Legislative Council. Republicans in the minority only got 8 through. What are you thinking?
Good morning, Rick. I'm thinking George is, he's right. All you know, he is, he's right. Elections have consequences. This is why we need to bring the conversation to the water cooler today, guys, because we can't rely on the news to do it. It's up to us. Look at George Washington, the invisible ink. We got to think smartly, guys. I love you guys. Keep it going.
Looking at some of the bills that were allowed through because they were deemed as emergency. An act to establish a consumer's right to repair certain electronic products. An act to promote retail bulk purchases. Well, maybe that's a budgetary matter. I guess we could. An act to protect communications between bargaining agents and union members. An act to amend the laws regarding municipal conservation commissions. There it is. An act to provide a sales tax exemption for textbooks. Amen to that one. Where was that in 1983? An act to define the term caucus political action committee. An act regarding taxes on energy products. Lawmakers also renamed a number of bridges and rejected a law that would prohibit people from using handheld electronic devices while riding a bicycle in a public way. There was a bill that was presented to them, an act to prohibit the use of fireworks over lakes and ponds greater than 10 acres in size. Some would say that that is of an equal gravity in conservation than some of the others that were allowed through. That was rejected. An act to conform state labor law with federal labor law, which, according to the sponsor, would protect the First Amendment rights of public employees, according to the Supreme Court's 2018 rulings. That was rejected. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Democrats in the majority, because the voters gave them the House and the Senate. 125 of their bills get through, but only 8 Republican bills get through. What are you thinking?
Well, good morning, Rick. I just want to say, you know, my state senator is on this council, and I think the problem is not that the Democrats have a majority, it's that we have never Trump Republicans, like my state senator Dow, who has no energy, very low energy. And instead of saying, hey, you know, we have some great bills and they go to the people, they're just saying, you know, playing the blame game. Oh, the Democrats won't let us do this or that.
There's probably a lot of good bills that didn't make it through. They might come back next session. I think the greater question, and some of you are texting it to us, is this indicative of what goes on when we're not looking? We're going to follow up on a couple of points, see if someone can dig back and ask, were the Republicans this territorial when they had the majority, say back in, what, 2012? Or were they as accommodating and fair with Democrats as perhaps some Republicans wish that the Democrats had been yesterday when the Legislative Council got together? By the way, anyone that saw their bill rejected has an opportunity to come back and appeal their rejection before the Legislative Council, and that will happen in November. Caller, you get the last word. Democrats give a green light to 125 of their own bills. Republicans in the minority only get 8 through. What are you thinking?
I think it's just a colossal waste of time. I mean, you know, we don't need lawmakers down there year after year. They should meet like every 4 years. You know, they ran out of laws to make that made sense long ago, and they're just passing stupid stuff now to make it look like they're doing, quote unquote, the people's work.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.